The news that a statue of Mohandas Gandhi had been destroyed outside the Sri Tulsi Mandir ricocheted across the Hindu community worldwide.
Some news that just coming in, a statue of Mahatma Gandhi outside a Hindu temple in New York has been vandalized.
Dr. Uma Mysorekar is the president of the Ganesh Temple in Flushing. It's located several miles from the site of the destroyed statue and is among the oldest Hindu temples in the United States.
The fact that it happened within the temple premises, and it always creates a sense of fear, instability, and you don't know what to expect the next day, and especially given the circumstances of so much of violence all over the place, it is difficult to swallow this.
The attack was caught on a surveillance camera and showed people sledgehammering the statue, after which they spray-painted the words Gandhi and Kutta, which means dog in Hindi. They fled in two vehicles, including a Mercedes police said belongs to the sole person charged in the case, a South Asian resident of Queens, Sukhpal Singh. Although the incident took place on the premises of a temple, Mysorekar isn't convinced the attack was born of religious hatred.
I think it was more anti-Gandhi, not so much as anti-Hindu.
She disagrees with the hate crime charge brought by the Queens District Attorney.
If you have a proof that it is, of course you have to bring it out.
But a number of community leaders and elected officials say this wasn't just a crime, but a hate crime, which can add years to an offender's sentence. State Assembly member Jennifer Rajkumar is Hindu and said at a press conference outside the temple that the destruction of the Gandhi statue threatens to divide the many communities who live in Richmond Hill.
Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, Christians, and Jews all live together in harmony, often on the same block. And we stand here together today to let everyone know that we will not let any hateful actors stand in the way of that peaceful vision.
Frank Pizzella is an associate professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says hate crimes are what he calls message crimes because they convey to entire groups that they might not be safe.
When people go around that temple and they see that Gandhi statue smashed, it sends a message to everybody there.
Pizzella says hate crimes are really difficult to prosecute because you need to get inside the head of the accused and understand their motivations. State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani is South Asian and says this is why it's especially important not to rush to judgment.
I don't think that we should jump to the conclusion of a hate crime charge as quickly as some have. And the reason that I say that is because Gandhi was not just a Hindu figure or a religious figure. He was also a political figure. And so an attack on a statue such as this has to also be understood in that context.
Gandhi's critics include feminists who point to a pattern of bad sexual conduct and misogyny. He had much younger women sleep in his bed, his grandniece included, with the idea that he would resist them and uphold his vow of celibacy. Black activists, meanwhile, point to Gandhi's habit of using anti-black slurs earlier in his career and his view that the races should not mix. But for much of the world, Gandhi isn't complicated or problematic. He's nearly divine. The man who brought the world's greatest empire to its knees while infusing his work with a deep sense of spirituality.
In the midst of untruth, truth persists. In the midst of darkness, light persists.
For many people, the idea of the man is heavily informed by popular culture, like the Oscar-winning film Gandhi, directed by Richard Attenborough.
You don't think we're just going to walk out of India?
Yes. In the end, you will walk out. Because 100,000 Englishmen simply cannot control 350 million Indians if those Indians refuse to cooperate. And that is what we intend to achieve. Peaceful, non-violent, non-cooperation, till you yourself see the wisdom of leaving, Your Excellency.
Harinder Singh is a senior fellow at the Sikh Research Institute. He says the mythic Gandhi that we know from the movies doesn't just sanitize the man, it erases or minimizes important debates that play out to this day. Singh says members of minority groups in South Asia resent Gandhi for standing in the way of and sometimes even sabotaging their political advancement.
There is a spiritual slash peaceful Gandhi, and then there is a political slash not so peaceful Gandhi.
All of this helps to explain why Gandhi statues in the West have been opposed and in some cases defaced by black activists, as well as members of the Punjabi Sikh community. Sukhpal Singh, the defendant in the Queen's attack, allegedly told the NYPD that he's Punjabi and that Punjabis think Gandhi betrayed Indians to the British Empire. But Jagpreet Singh, the political director of DRUM, Basis Rising Up and Moving, says Gandhi's greatest antagonists include militant Hindus, who've witnessed a resurgence in recent years.
He was assassinated by somebody who was a Hindu nationalist who, to their core, believed India should be a Hindu country.
He says what happens here in the diaspora is invariably tied to what happens or has happened back in the homeland.
As folks are emigrating and growing their communities in places like New York, in places like Toronto, in places like London, we're definitely going to see incidents that are connected to homeland politics in these places.
Gandhi helped liberate India from British rule and strongly influenced civil rights struggles in the United States, in South Africa, and elsewhere. For those who continue to revere him, there is a painful irony at play. As his statues have come down around the world, a statue of his assassin, Nathuram Godse, has gone up in India. It was erected by a Hindu organization. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.